Welcome to the Erickson Covenant podcast. We are so glad that you've joined us today. We confess that we don't have all the answers, but as a community, we seek to find and follow Jesus and to discover daily the life he has always wanted for us. We hope this message will be encouraging and will inspire you to take the next steps on your spiritual journey. If we can help you in any way, please connect with us. The easiest way is through our website at ericksoncovenant.ca. Let's get started.
No one epitomizes treasure hunter quite like Indiana Jones. Do you agree? I agree. From finding the lost ark, to retrieving a stolen village idol, to searching for the Holy Grail, Indiana fearlessly hunted historical wonders all over the world. And as we know, finding these treasures was no simple task. You got to search and research long and hard, drawing on a lifetime of learning, piecing together scattered and obscure clues. You got to overcome distance and discomfort, villains and Nazis and the odd rolling sphere to discover what you've been searching so long to find. And forces great and small marshal against you. And while the rewards are great, the risks seem even greater. And even when you've done all the research and you've outwitted all the foes and you've found your way through all the caverns and deserts and jungles and catacombs to where the treasure has been long hidden, actually putting your hands on it can still prove kind of elusive. Because as Professor Jones famously tells his class, X never marks the spot.
Holy Grant, these columns over here were brought back as spoils of war after the sacking of Byzantium during the Crusades. Now, please excuse me. The library is closing in a few moments. I'll arrange for us to stay a little longer.
Marcus, I've seen this window before.
Where?
Right here, your dad's diary. You see?
Look, Indy. The Roman numerals.
Dad was onto something here.
Well, now we know the source of the numbers, but we still don't know what they mean.
Dad sent me this diary for a reason. Until we find out why, I suggest we keep it to ourselves.
Find something?
Yes, 3, 7, and 10. The window seems to be the source of the Roman numeral.
My God, I must be blind.
Dad wasn't looking for a book about the knight's tomb. He was looking for the tomb itself. Don't you get it? The tomb is somewhere in the library. You said yourself it used to be a church. Look. 3, 3, 7, 7, 10, and 10. Now, where's the 10? Look around for the 10. Marks the spot.
Bingo.
You don't disappoint, Dr. Jones. You're a great deal like your father.
Except he's lost and I'm not.
Indiana Jones, he's so gripped by an ancient story. He's so compelled by a curious mystery, so aware of what he doesn't know and yet desperate to find out that he's going to work tirelessly to uncover what's been hidden from view. What's been long lying beneath the feet, even if it means smashing through some floors to do it. Pulling together odd and ancient clues, clues gathered meticulously by his father and then put into this diary, leads him on the most epic adventure to discover the greatest of historical treasures, in this case, the Holy Grail Cup of Christ. And yet, when we watch this story, if you're familiar with it, we discover along the way that Indiana Jones, what he discovers as well, that as grand and as wonderful as the treasure is itself, it pales in comparison to the treasure of true wisdom. That in the end, it's not the Grail Cup itself that matters, so much as it is the good life that's chosen in wisdom. Remember, you have chosen wisely. And it turns out that's the difference between life and death. That we would become wisdom hunters like that. Hunting for the greatest of treasures. The treasure that far outweighs gold, that far exceeds the value of diamonds. Outstripping even the Ark or the Grail Cup or even some, as it turns out, alien crystal skulls. Oh, that we would be wisdom hunters. As committed and as bold and as curious and as gritty as Professor Jones, moving through peril and pain, snakes and rats, to receive a reward that's worth all the risk. For wisdom is the greatest treasure to be sought and found. And it's something that everyone can go after. The writer of Proverbs tells us, we already heard it, but hear it again. Blessed are those who find wisdom. Those who gain understanding. For she, that is wisdom, is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Really, nothing. Nothing. So are we willing to join the hunt? That's my question for you this morning. Are we willing to search for this treasure? Welcome to our summer series, Wisdom Hunters, where we're inviting you to don the cap, the hat, grab a whip, I don't know, but embark on an epic journey into ancient insight. Ancient insight in three unique books. And this summer together will be so much more than just a message series. My hope and my plan, my call to all of us is that we would join the hunt to become wisdom hunters by exploring three of the greatest tomes of wisdom literature that humanity has ever received. The Proverbs collection, the epic poetry of Job, and the life experimentation of Ecclesiastes. And yeah, we're going to spend Sunday mornings offering some clues in the hunt, diving into these books a bit. We won't be going through them in big detail, but giving some sense of how we can engage and what we can learn and the ways that we can frame it. But, and this is my sincerest hope, if you will join the wisdom hunt this summer, you'll spend a lot more time in these books outside of this hour we're together on Sunday morning. You'll spend a lot more time digging in, reading, listening, mulling, researching, gleaning things, making connections, reflecting both personally and with others, and piecing together the great clues of wisdom that we hold in our hands. Like the little diary that Indiana received from his father, the one he keeps thumbing through, the one he's read and read and read and read, the one that holds all the clues that he needed to discover the infamous Grail Cup. My hope is that we'll dig into the little diary that our father gave to us, specifically distilled this summer in the three wisdom books of Proverbs, Job, and Ecclesiastes, so that we can discover the untold treasures that are hidden within. And so I'm going to ask you this morning to get in, to join up, to become a wisdom hunter, not just a passive sitter, or a weekend warrior. but a bona fide, get it done kind of seeker for the great reward that's waiting for anyone who will venture out. More on those details as we go, but let's begin first by asking, what are wisdom hunters like? What sets a wisdom hunter apart from the gen pop, as it were? The foolish, as the book of Proverbs describes them. Those who have no interest in wisdom. Those who have no inclination to go after the one thing that matters in life and makes life matter. True wisdom. And while we'll find this information all the way through Proverbs and Job and Ecclesiastes, Proverbs 2 sets out this beautiful description that's enough to get us going for this morning. So I encourage you to turn to it in your Bibles, on your phones. There's Bibles scattered throughout the seats as well, both New International Version and New Living Translation. I'll be reading from the New Living Translation for this chapter 2 of Proverbs, verse 1 through 11. And we're going to glean some clues of what wisdom hunters are like from this. So here we go. My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Seek for them as you would for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord. And you will gain knowledge of God. For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He's a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the paths of the just and protects those who are faithful to him. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, and you will find the right way to go. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. Now, there's a lot packed into this, but let's tease a bit out. What's true of wisdom hunters? I'm going to serve up three traits for you. See if you can see yourself in this picture. The first thing is that wisdom hunters are intensely motivated. Tune your ears, we're told. Concentrate. Cry out. Ask. Search. Seek. There's an intensity here. Because wisdom hunters really want to live the good life that God desires. They really want to grow in wisdom. They really want to have done with lesser things or things that are described as folly. They really want to go after true wisdom. And they're motivated. They're inspired. They're willing to push through difficulty. There's a grit there. They don't let things distract or dissuade them. Instead, they put in the work. They show up. They engage. They recognize that if this is what we need to do to grow, if I need to read this book, if I need to learn and soak it in and go over it and talk to friends and brothers and sisters and memorize and commit it to my heart and mind so that I can pray it, if I need to do that to grow in wisdom, then I'm going to do it. And that's where you'll find me, digging in, thumbing it through. I mean, the truth is, much of why we don't grow in life, reasons why we don't learn or don't mature as the Lord wants us to, can be traced to simple apathy or indifference. We just don't show up. God calls us to engage in the work that he's doing in our lives. In the words of the Apostle Paul in Philippians 2, we're called to, I quote, work out our salvation with fear and trembling, because it's God who's at work in us to will and to act according to his good purpose. We work it out as God works in us. There's a divine partnership there. We're called into the hunt. We're called into wisdom. Christians often quote the book of James on wisdom, right? I'm sure you have too. If anyone lacks wisdom, they should do what? Ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But sometimes we miss the little fact here. How is God generously giving all this wisdom without finding fault? He doesn't Usually, I'm going to make an exception there, and at the odd time, he just downloads it, and you're lucky. But mostly, wisdom comes as we seek it in his word, as we seek it through prayer. As we want it, we go after it. We want to know the mind of God. We want to understand his direction. Wisdom is not usually just plunked down without our participation. We need to be wisdom seekers, wisdom hunters, willing to search the scripture and pray with perseverance and seek the Lord's direction to actually engage in the wisdom that he is generously offering. And so the call to grow in wisdom this summer by digging into these three wisdom books, the question is, are we motivated enough to go for it? Or will we just passively sit by? Second, wisdom hunters are curiously focused. Notice here in Proverbs 2 what the child is tuning their ears for, what they're concentrating on, what they're asking for. It's wisdom. It's understanding. It's insight. Wisdom hunters display an insatiable curiosity. They're always turning over rocks. They want to know what's around the next bend. They're always digging into the story further. They're always asking odd questions out of the blue in the middle of the night. They're scribbling down little clues that are coming to them as they're trying to make connections. They want to know more deeply what is right, what is beautiful, what is true, what is good. And so there's a curious focus in a wisdom hunter as they're seeking God's word and looking at God's world. They're willing to learn from God through whatever he's provided. They're willing to learn anything, anywhere, from anyone. And wisdom hunters take up these ancient books, this ancient book, and particularly they approach Proverbs, Job, and Ecclesiastes with a sense of wonder, willing to ask questions, to chase down leads, to talk it over with a friend, to research some extra, to not just show up Sunday morning and go, oh, I wonder what we're doing today, but to actually come ready to engage because you've been fleshing this out and chasing down clues. You've been thumbing through the diary, as it were, throughout the week and letting these wisdom books reshape your quest along the way. You're willing to ask questions like, what is wisdom? What does that look like in my life? How am I not wise? I mean, do you all think you're wise? I'm not meaning that sarcastically. Like, would you say, I am a wise person? Like, in every area of my life, I display incredible wisdom. Anyone? Because that's not true of me. And so, recognizing, I want to understand, what is wisdom? How do I grow in wisdom? What can I learn from God about what true, good living looks like, what is right and true and just? Or as I'm reading through, what is this particular truth that I'm discovering in Proverbs, or this section of poetry in Job, or maybe even the structure of Ecclesiastes itself? How does it help me understand more of who God is and the life that he desires for me, for us? How can I grow in wisdom? To let questions and wonder and curiosity guide you, just as it would guide a treasure hunter who's puzzling through an old diary filled with clues, right? Wondering where that treasure is buried. Now, it could be that some of you think, I'm not a very curious person. I don't have that much curiosity. It's okay. Here's what you start. First, get motivated. Go back to step one. Realize just how much wisdom you need. That will also help with the curiosity. But second, here's the deal with curiosity. It's like a muscle. Some of us are more naturally curious than others. But everyone can become more curious. And curiosity begets curiosity. The more you ask questions, the more questions you'll ask. And so dig in. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you into greater curiosity. Start with some real basic questions like, what does this mean? Or what is the truth here that I need to learn? Or what is this telling me about God? What is this telling me about my life? Just simple questions. And let the Holy Spirit guide your curiosity more deeply. You'll discover that you've become a more curious person as you go. Third, wisdom hunters are richly rewarded. Proverbs 2 lists promises that are clear, good. These promises are all over all over the books, and you'll find them as you go through. But we're told right here, in just in this Proverbs 2 passage, just in these few verses, that the one who hunts for wisdom is, you're told that you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, which is kind of interesting because in Proverbs and in the Psalms too, in Proverbs, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, which then leads you to a greater understanding of the fear of the Lord, which then leads you to more wisdom. Yeah. There's a beautiful, in the sense, a beautiful circular reinforcing thing. You will understand what it means to fear the Lord. What an incredible promise. You will gain knowledge of God. You don't have to walk around wondering, what is God like? I have no idea. Who can tell me? You will gain knowledge of God, we're promised. We're told that God grants a treasure of common sense to the honest and guards the paths of the just and protects those who are faithful to him. So there's a sense in which wisdom will keep you out of trouble. Will keep you safe. Now, we're all going to learn a little later in the summer in the book of Job. He wants to qualify that slightly and say, not always, but, you know, in general, wisdom will keep you from doing dumb things. Wisdom will keep you from hitting your head quite so many times. You will understand, we're promised, what is right, just, and fair. Give you insight into life. You will know the right way to go, we're promised. Wisdom will enter your heart. Knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. Those are a lot of great promises. Those are listing things we all would like. Isn't that true? There's rich rewards. And all through Proverbs, Job, Ecclesiastes, we'll see how wisdom delivers on its promises. Wisdom hunters reap rich rewards. The treasure. There's natural consequences to wisdom. And as we grow in wisdom, in whatever area of life, whether it's how we use our mouths, how we use our words, lots in Proverbs about that, whether it's how we manage our finances or how we engage in our work or how we understand the poor or how we even understand animals, we will reap the reward of the wise. And I don't know what kind of rewards that you're going to get from growing in wisdom, even over these summer months. I don't know what kind of rewards you're going to get, but I know you're going to get some. And I know they're going to be good. And I know that if you will search for them as you would hunt for a hidden treasure, you will be blown away by what you discover. I do know that you'll be richly rewarded because the more wisdom we find, the better we become. I don't know what you've been struggling with in life. I don't know what kind of relationships you've been at odds with. I don't know what kind of direction has been fuzzy. I don't know what you've been struggling to understand, what is right, what is just, what is fair. I don't know what kind of things have been happening in your life that are showing that you've been foolish. I don't know what that is for you, but I do know whatever you've been facing, whatever you've been avoiding, I do know that the more you dig into wisdom, the more you dig into God's word, the more you let the Holy Spirit guide you more deeply into his heart of knowledge and truth. The more clear your direction, the more godly your actions, the more straight your path. That's the promise that is given. Wisdom hunters are richly rewarded. And so my message is very practical today. It's meant to be inspiring. It's meant to get you to engage. That's it. If you just walk away this morning deciding to actually engage in this wisdom hunt, accomplished. Please do. Because I want to feel like I accomplished something. I'm joking. Do it for your sake. Do it for your sake. How are we going to do it? First one, that's it. Engage the hunt. That's the first step. Engage the hunt. Actually decide to go for it. I know. Some of you won't. Some of you are going to walk out of here and just, who cares? I might show up a couple times this summer. Who cares? And you know what? That's on you. That's your choice. Will you grow wiser this summer? I don't know. Depends on what else you do, I guess. But those of you who will engage it, and there's some of you who will, those of you who decide, I'm going to go for it, I suggest you decide now to get in. You make some kind of commitment. Make a commitment to the Lord. Make a commitment to your friend. Make a commitment to your family. And say, yeah, I'm going to get in this thing. I'm going to take an opportunity over the next 60 days, 62 days of summer to actually engage this wisdom hunt, to actually dig into Proverbs, Job, Ecclesiastes. I'm going to go for it. Because here's the cool thing. We all travel in the summer. I get it. Some of you travel all the time. But most of us, we travel more in the summer. You're going to be here. You're going to be there. It doesn't matter. You can still engage in this wisdom hunt. So much of what we're doing this summer is not just about Sunday morning, okay? Come Sunday morning. We'll give you some clues. Going to be a good time. That's awesome. But when you're camping or you're off visiting relatives or you're doing whatever you do in the summer, you can still be a wisdom hunter. You can still engage in this experience of hunting for wisdom together as a community. So decide to get in. Engage the hunt. That's the first one. The second is to, I'd say, experience the clues. And I've got some sheets that I'd like. Can I get some volunteers to hand these out? Joanne, Valerie. We have more of those. What I'm distributing to you right now, what Valerie and Joanne are distributing to you right now, and for those of you who are with us online, I'm going to send this out on email. And it includes hyperlinks so you can click on stuff, and so you'll be set for that, just so you know it's coming. And if you're not on the email, please join it. Go to ericsoncovenant.ca, and under contact, there's a form you fill out, and you get our Friday emails and any extra emails we send out. But we'll be sending stuff out related to this, and I'll be sending this out probably later today. Okay, so the handout that's going out to you is a personal reading plan plus. What we have done is put together a plan for us this summer to, this is the thing I'd like you to follow in terms of reading and engaging in Proverbs, Job, and Ecclesiastes. And so what it is simply the weeks. It's not a heavy reading plan. It's about a chapter a day. When you get into Job, it'll be two chapters a day, roughly. But what we've done is we've set up just a kind of chapter a day, and then on occasional days, we've offered a video that is from the Bible Project that will really help you understand the book that you're reading, the way it's framed, the things to watch for. And so that's what this represents. The QR code here at the bottom will take you to a playlist on our YouTube site of all the videos. But I've also given, for those of you who are like, QR what? For those of you who don't have any idea what that is, doesn't matter. I've told you exactly what to type into the YouTube search engine. And it works, Valerie said. Thank you. And those of you who are going to get the digital copy, anyone here, anyone online, they're also hyperlinked in what I'm going to send. So, I mean, come on. Easy to find. And even if you go to our YouTube, Erickson Covenant YouTube site, under playlists, you'll also see it there. Okay, no excuses, right? I mean, I'm making it way easier than it was for Indiana. So the idea is to actually do this together. Starting tomorrow, to actually start with Proverbs chapter 1 and a video, which is an animated overview of Proverbs, super helpful. And then just continue through, make a check mark, highlight, do whatever. And along the way, watch the videos that accompany it. That's the primary reading plan that I'm encouraging you to go through. Those of you who are addicted to YouVersion app, a lot of us are, which is great. I've also told you in the bottom how to find an alternate reading plan that will take you through the same books, slightly different order. It'll include all the same videos. There's an option for you. But this is the way we're going to be working through it over the summer, and so that's the order they're in. They're slightly different. Okay? So this is called experiencing the clues. It's actually getting in, and this is kind of basic. I mean, you can't really get into the clues if you don't read the clues. So this is basic. But flip it over, and we're going to be encouraging some more experiences this summer. Things like attend a public hearing. I thought that was clever. laugh at my own jokes. Somebody has to. The idea there is to actually gather just a few times, you know, these are optional things, to hear portions of these wisdom books read out loud. Read well, read out loud. You won't be put on the spot to read. You can come and just listen to the reading of selections from Job. We'll tell you what it is. And we'll probably meet, you know, maybe meet in a backyard if the fire bans aren't all on. Maybe we'll have a fire. Or maybe someone will suggest that we meet down by the river somewhere. I don't know. But watch for these reading, listening experiences. They're a wonderful way of taking in God's word in general. But a wonderful way of hearing is to hear them read aloud by others. The other one is gathering for songs of wisdom. You know, the wisdom books have inspired many songs, from lament to reflection to celebration. And so we're also going to offer opportunities for you to gather, to bring a song that you've heard or that you've sung or that you'd like to teach or learn, and to share together songs that have been inspired by these wisdom books, that have been meaningful for you in your life connected to this hunt for wisdom. Cheryl Hambry is going to be hosting those, or hosting one of them at least, and we'll be nailing that down. But I'm just giving you ideas of some of what will be coming. And the third thing I'm saying is that as we go along the way, we'll suggest some things. We'll maybe suggest a podcast or suggest a song or a book or a movie or something. But also to say that you might be inspired. You might read a book that's so devastatingly depressing, you think, this reminds me of Ecclesiastes. I want everyone else to experience it too. I don't know. But there might be a podcast on suffering, or there might be something on money that connects to the wisdom of money. And you think, this really, I want to share it. And so we'll have opportunity to share with each other some of what we've been learning along the way, if you've gleaned stuff, clues, as we put that together. And then the fourth one, I just want to encourage you to choose your own adventure, to actually creatively respond as you go, to take ownership and initiative in this wisdom hunt, to find out creative ways of engaging these books through art or photography or creative writing or a reflection essay or a song. I don't know what or how, but to actually engage this in such a way that you're able to respond through something creative, something you can share. Maybe you'll just keep it to yourself, but maybe you'll share it with others, and it'll help you not only explore wisdom further, but it'll be a real blessing to other people. So as you engage the hunt and experience the clues, the truth is, finally, to enjoy the rewards. There will be one or two key areas in your life that God will grow you in wisdom even over the next 2 months. If you're open to it, if you'll seek for it, if you'll actually cry out for insight in an area you've been struggling, you will enjoy the rewards of that. There's a reaping that comes as we grow in wisdom. And so I want us to remember that as we're going through, that to be asking, Lord, where do you want me to grow? And to be watching for the reward that comes. He promises it all over the place. Let's have our eyes attuned for it. Engage the hunt, experience the clues, and enjoy the rewards. You know, Jesus himself grew in wisdom, didn't he? He grew in wisdom. And God wants us to grow in wisdom too. We heard that prayer of Paul. He's praying that the people of God would be growing in wisdom, growing in understanding of who they are and who God is. Jesus grew in wisdom as he was submitted to his earthly father and mother, and as he was surrendered to his heavenly father and mission. He grew in wisdom so that he could be everything that he needed to be for us, to offer himself up for us as the perfectly good, perfectly wise, perfectly sinless sacrifice for our sin. He did that for us. He grew in wisdom out of love for his Father and out of love for us. And when it comes right down to it, I'd like to suggest that we do the same, that we choose to grow in wisdom out of love for our wise Father, that we choose to grow in wisdom in order to honor our wise Savior. To grow in wisdom is to grow like Christ. It's looking at Jesus. It's loving his word. It's letting his example lead us. And by his Spirit, who leads us and guides us into all truth, making us wise unto salvation, wise for life, wise for the good. And so I want to challenge us to join the wisdom hunt. I hope you will. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, wise beyond measure, by your Spirit today, would you call us into the hunt? And may this summer, together as a community, be a summer in which we grow in wisdom, that we gain knowledge of God, that we become wise knowing the fear of the Lord, reaping the rewards that you offer. And so I want to pray, Lord Jesus, very simply, that those of us who are ready to go on the hunt, we would do this. We would join. We would dig into these books that you've offered to us, and we would truly grow in wisdom. That we'd be inspired by you, encouraged by each other, growing in wisdom. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening in today. We hope you feel encouraged and challenged. If you know someone who would benefit from what you have heard today, please share this podcast. For more information, or if you have questions, you can connect with us through our website, ericsoncovenant.ca. You can also find us on Facebook by searching for Erickson Covenant Church.